Acts chapter 3, verse 1 through 10. Now Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And a lame man from birth was being carried, whom they lay daily at the gate of the temple that is called the Beautiful Gate, to ask alms of those entering the temple. Seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked to receive alms. And Peter directed his gaze at him, as did John, and said, "Look at us." And he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, "I have no silver and gold, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and raised him up, and immediately his feet and ankles were made strong. And he leaped up and stood and began to walk and entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God and recognized him as the one who sat at the beautiful gate of the temple, asking for alms. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him.
What an awesome story. It's one of those happy ending stories. And it makes me wonder how often I expect too little from God.
Most of the people that we see in the story expected that good things could happen for this person, that he could receive money from people's generosity so that he could survive. So there were some well-meaning people who would take him to the gate and put him there. They expected that this man would get money, and that's what the man asked for. His expectation was to receive alms. Then Peter comes along, and he expects that God can do a whole lot more than give money. He expects that God can heal the man. I think we have all done this. We reach our hand out for a few coins because we haven't even considered that God could actually heal us. We have become content with the little bit that helps us make it by, and we don't even think to ask God to fix our problem, to change our life, to give us victory. I'm not talking about physical things, and I'm not suggesting that if you're sick or have some disease that you need more faith so you can get well. Not at all. But I'm admitting that we're all crippled. We're all broken. We all need miracles from God. And sometimes we haven't even considered that that miracle is possible, that that healing is available. And so we reach out our hands and ask for smaller things. And God provides those smaller things. But don't you believe He's also able to bring healing to the brokenness in our lives? We all need someone like Peter to come into our lives and tell us that they cannot provide the little thing that we're asking for, but that God can provide the big thing that we need. Don't be content to stay broken. Expect God to heal your brokenness so that you can rise and go walking and leaping and praising God. We look for help, but He offers healing.
Speak, Lord, is a resource of the Palmer Seventh-day Adventist Church. Find us online at palmerak.adventistchurch.org and at pastorryanrogers.com. Speak, Lord. Your servants are listening.